Matzat Hashem. We're dedicating the Shi'ur Yilui Nishmat Esther Bat Menachem Mendel B'toch Sh'ar B'net Yisrael Shochnat Ima Shetizken Shama Zeh L'tikun Shalem Simcha Shlema Menucha תחת כנפי השכינה אסתר בת מנחם מנדל. It's one of my sisters. מעולה. בעזרת השם, we're in תורה למד גימל. There's a lot of issues people need to talk about. What do you think? Very important issues. So, Bezat Hashem. Oh, man, shift. So, we learned a little bit yesterday on the difference between righteous people and weak people. The righteous people, they control their hearts, and the weak people, their hearts is forcing them to fail to avonot. And Rabbeinu is saying that when a man conquers his heart to that knowledge, to know that Hashem is in charge of everything and there is nothing except of Hashem, so then his heart is under his control, and then azai nichlalin gam ken amidot shebelibo ledato, all of his attributes that's in his heart are following his wisdom. Means that he controls it himself, that he can decide, like that we learned moshel beruchho miloked ir, that a man that conquers his Yetzer Hara is even higher and bigger, more important than a man that can conquer the whole city alone by himself. Think which huge hero you should be to conquer the complete city like Jerusalem. So many entrances and places that people can run away, and you control it all. You, by yourself, all alone, you made something and you're everywhere, like Yosef HaTzadik, that he came to a level that he could control all of Egypt, one man. So, if you control yourself, you're even bigger than someone like that, that have that power like Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik actually achieved that power by controlling on himself. So a man that conquered his own Yetzer Hara, and he decide what he's going to say, what he will not going to say, he's not waking up to say, oh, what have I done now? 2 years it's going to take me to fix what have I done with my mouth now. So he's not doing that. He's just thinking about every word, and he's considering everything in the right way. Control it himself. So then, also, all of his attributes are going to be under his control. Means that even he's going to decide to be angry, like we said yesterday, he's going to control that anger. It will not going to be an explosion. Something happened in the house, and now let's bring a handyman to fix the house. What? The explosion. Ve'azai, and then, a man like that, mekablin hamidot, his attributes are going to receive or ha'ahava shebeda'at, the light of the love that's in wisdom, means beyond time. Means that he's going to be able to love Hashem Yitbarach in every situation. He's going to feel that Hashem Yitbarach is with him even when he's going down. He's going to learn the lesson from every situation. Like the Rav Shalom told us in Shabbos, he said, I want to tell you, guys, people, the Avrichim are coming to me and trying to talk to me, and I don't know what to tell them. How can I tell them that they're not suffering, he is saying. They're coming and they're suffering. And they're coming to Arab and they're telling Arab, I'm suffering. And Arab wants to tell them, you're not. Wake up, you're not suffering. It's all Hashem. People like us, it's even hard to understand what Arab is talking about. We don't understand. I'm not suffering. I am suffering. I came to Arab, I was crying. And so why? No, Arab is saying, you're not suffering at all. It's all Hashem. So, It means that we don't have that yet, that we're far from understanding what's going on at all in our lives. And Rav again and again is saying, there is nothing except of Hashem. Your wife, it's not your wife, it's Hashem. Your children, why you're suffering? You're suffering because that you think that it's your wife. But if you would know that it's Hashem, you wouldn't suffer. This is the answer. If you would know that it's not your children, it's Hashem, you wouldn't suffer. If you would think for a moment that it's not him that hurt you, it's not that person, it's not the bank, it's not the police officer, it's not even the Ishmaeli that is running with a knife. It's nothing. It's all Hashem. אין עוד מלבדו מלוא כל הארץ כבודו. It's only Kadosh Baruch Hu. You know that it's him, and you're not afraid of it, because even if he's coming to kill you, you wish to join him. So alright, אף כי יקטלני לא יחל. David HaMelech is saying, even if you're coming to kill me, I wish to meet you already. He's giving his neck here, please, Ribono Shel Olam, like Yitzchak Avinu. Here, Ribono Shel Olam, please, Father, time is strong, that I'm not going to disqualify the sacrifice. Please. He was so happy that he's got that merit. I told you that once the students of Rav Berland, they told him that they are afraid to go through Shar Shechem because the Ishmaelim over there were stabbing in that time. Rav Berland started to laugh. He told him, you don't have the merit to die on Kiddush Hashem, don't worry, nothing will happen. Nothing will happen to you. Who's going to kill you on Kiddush Hashem? You think you have that merit to die? To die by a goy, to join Rabbi Akiva and his friends in heaven? Nothing will happen to you. No one been stabbed. No one. The walking day and night, even thousands of Haredim going through Shar Shechem, nothing is happening. Don't have the merit even to die in Kiddush Hashem. You think, you're afraid they're going to kill me. You wish that you don't know how much you wish that they're going to kill you. You know what it means to die under the hands of a goy and a Jew. Immediately you join Rabbi Akiva and his friend. That in heaven no one can stare at them because of the light that comes out. And you immediately join them. All of the soldiers, all of the Jews that died on Kiddush Hashem. This is one of the secrets of all of those horrible decrees and holocausts that happened to Am Yisrael. That actually there were huge amounts of people from Am Yisrael that they didn't have the merit to join the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world to come. And when they died like that on Kiddush Hashem, even against their will, even if they were kofrim, they said, they don't believe in Hashem, it cannot be, Chas Shalom. Even if they said those things, actually, finally, bottom line, they died because of their Judaism. So it was Kiddush Hashem, and they joined Hashem Yidbarach in the highest level of them all. That you cannot understand. To be with Rabbi Akiva and his friends. And the 10 Harugei Malchut. So actually, you need to have a merit. Even what's going to be? Going to die in Kiddush Hashem. So what? If you're dying while you're serving Hashem Yidbarach, is there something higher than that? What can happen to you? All of the fears and anxieties and stress and suffering that we have, it's all because of lack of knowledge that we don't recognize that it's Hashem. It's Hashem rebukes you, it's Hashem insults you, it's Hashem cursing you, it's Hashem kicking you, Hashem pushing you out of bed, Hashem is waking you like that in the mornings, Hashem is screaming into you until the middle of the night. It's all Hashem. It's all Hashem. Hashem wants something from you. So you lack of knowledge. So the first level of the fact that you lack of knowledge is that you don't understand what he's talking about, what he wants. Alright. First level is to know that it's Hashem. Second level is to understand what Hashem wants in those rebukes, what Hashem wants in those situations. It's very big yetzer hara indeed, what they do, even though that you can spend time in the field, alright, your wife is accepting it, you're going when it's comfortable for everyone, and you're doing your what they do. But it's a very, very big yetzer hara to be lazy in the Yidbodedut. Not to investigate. Not to check. Just to chat with Hashem. Alright, I'm spending my hour of vacation every day in the field. Please, Ribono Shel Olam, help me. Bura Olam, thank you. All from the lips and out. But the heart is not there. The heart, this is something that you need to reveal. And it's hard. Like Rav Shalom said, my Yidbodedut and your Yidbodedut is very different. You're going and walking and playing in the field for 1 hour, counting ants, throwing stones, picking leaves from the trees, enjoying the view.
But he said, but my Itbodedut is a hard job of tshuva, crying every Itbodedut, doing tshuva, and investigating and checking Hashem, what you want for me. And we heard a few times on his investigations that he made, on his tshuva. Things that the brain is exploding from thinking how he can take so much responsibility on himself. When someone drowned in the lake in Uman 2 years ago, if I'm not wrong, Rav Shalom took it on himself, and he came and he apologized and he said, it's because of me. Rav Leibovitz told me to pray on Am Yisrael every day half an hour, and in that day I wasn't doing that. So because of me, that guy died. So, how can you take something like that on you? Because of me. Because he's taking the responsibility and he's happy to take the responsibility. And he's not looking for cleaning himself and being innocent. No. He wants to purify himself, really. And if Hashem, you rebukes me, I want to know. And it's a big Yetzer Hara. I remember in the beginning of my Itbodedut, one of the Avrachim told me that there is a demon in the field, that I should be afraid of him, to watch myself from him. So I looked at him. What he said, his name is Boshev. Come sit. This is his name, of that demon. Come sit. The name of the demon is coming to you in the field and saying to you, come, sit, relax. Relax. Or finally, you can breathe. This is the demon in the field. In the field, a man should walk. Rabbeinu is saying that when a man is walking, so also his thoughts are walking. And then you have speed, you have power to check things and to talk with Hashem Yitbarach while you're walking and you're thinking. Rabbeinu said a man can revive dead people by walking from one corner to the other inside of his house. Holech ane va'ana inside of his house can revive dead people. Just by walking like that and thinking, please, Ribbono shel Olam, let me understand what you... And cutting your connection with the outside world, with the Rashut Arabim, from the place of all husks and demons and desires and lusts, closing your eyes and concentrating, you can find inside of you springs of power, of spiritual power, of happiness, of will to take responsibility, of growth, on real will to do tshuva, to confess, to stand in front of Hashem Yitbarach and to admit, to say, those are my lackings and I want to do tshuva, and please, Ribbono shel Olam, where you get that fire from? Only when you're not spreading all of your powers and all of your thoughts to nonsense. Oh, there is someone else that is doing it, but do here. Oh, I see him, he's from the yeshiva, it's interesting, who is it? Maybe I know him. So you're not doing no Itbodedut now. Oh, you're fulfilling your Itbodedut obligation to spend 1 hour with Hashem daily. It's good, but you're not going to grow. Two people can be in the same yeshiva. Two people can serve Hashem. It looks the same. Like I told you that story, and Rabbi Aaron Mikarlin and his friend Moshe Avram Aiglon, the wagon driver. They were doing everything the same. You and your friend can do the same 1 hour in Bodedut, and you're going to reach the heights, and you're going to do complete tshuva. Rav Shalom said, in 1 year and a half, I completed my tshuva process. Why? Why? We haven't completed it in years. Why? Why he finished in 1 year and a half, and we're still stuck? Why? Because he done tshuva consistently, day and night, every day. Everything he finished. I told you once that I think my first long conversation with Rav Shalom, I asked him something, a question. He told me, you know, today I'm doing tshuva, very hard tshuva, on the fact that I was making my mother sorry when she was nursing me. What was he doing? This is tshuva for you, to bring you from New York. He had to do tshuva on that.
I'm saying that kind of tshuva, to clean all his sins from the past, is in the year and a half?
Yes, in the year and a half, after 1 year and a half, this is it. He was totally clean. Need to understand the abilities. What that Hashem is offering is everything. Hashem is offering to you everything. If you heard about a certain concept in Avodat Hashem that exists, it's been offered to you. Now you can achieve that. In what it depends? In your will. And if you're whining and you have explanations and reasons and you're whining and you're lazy and you have all kinds of reasons to drop the effort, what? Everyone's going to keep on love you and hug you and going to give you compliments until you're going to be 120 and also going to praise you after that. So what? But the truth is that you can achieve a lot more. There was one of the most important Hasid of Breslev that after that he passed away, he came to his son in a dream and he looked disappointed. And his son asked him, "Father, what happened? Why you look like that?" So he told him, "When I came to heaven, I realized that I could achieve a lot more." And that man, it's written on him, long conversations in the books of Siach HaSafei Kodesh, student of Rabbi Natan, that he was huge, huge, huge. They said on him that he was praying with all of his heart, that he was crying in the tefillot and everything. And they were praising him over there and they're saying, but when his wife was calling him from the house, he would remove the tefillin and run to the house. Means that he also had shalom bayit. Also had shalom bayit. And I'm saying also had shalom bayit because a lot of tzaddikim failed in that. Even though that they achieved a lot of very important things, but they lost their houses. They lost their wives and children. A lot of righteous, important people lost their children and wives. So he also had that. Rav Shalom said that he saw two righteous people, that both of them were very important in Breslev, and one of them is Rabbi Shmuel Shapira, and the other one, Rav wasn't mentioning his name because of a certain lacking, and he said, we saw the difference between them. Both of them were flames. Both of them were made of fire. But one of them, it's Rabbi Shmuel Shapira, was also taking care of his house. And even if he was hurting his wife by going for 2 weeks, 3 weeks out from the house to the desert to do it by the door, and his wife, she couldn't find him. He went. He went to the desert. One time the Jordan soldiers brought him back to the borders of Jerusalem. They said, "Hey, it belongs to you. It not belongs to us." He's going with his eyes closed for 2 weeks into Jordan. Going. It reminds me of a joke. You want to hear a joke? Someone came to a therapist and he told him, "Look, I don't have powers anymore." He told him, "What happened?" He said, "Every day I'm working so hard and in the evening I'm coming to the house. I want to rest a little bit, and my wife, she's screaming, and the children, and the suffering is not finishing until even after the middle of the night. And I don't have power anymore." The therapist told him, "Listen, I'm going to give you a very good advice. You should buy sneakers, good shoes, and every day to run 10 kilometers. After work, run 10 kilometers. And don't worry, you're going to be weaker, it's going to help you a lot. Don't worry, count on me, it's going to help." So that poor person told him, "It's going to be even worse, I don't know, but alright, let's try." And he went and he bought shoes and started to run. After 2 weeks, the therapist see that person is not calling him back. So he called him and he's catching him, telling him, "Hey, what's going on? How are you?" So he told him, "Oh, thank you. You don't know, you gave me an amazing advice." So he told him, "Wow, what's so good at that advice?" He said, "Now I'm 200 kilometers away from the house. It's so amazing. Every day 10 kilometers. Oh Hashem, no problem." So you can take that way. Oh, to really do tshuva. You're going to choose. Oh Hashem. So, oh Hashem. Alright, and then that the man conquers his Yetzer Hara, the attributes, and he knows that it's all Hashem Yitbarach. He can see, ve'ro'e u'masig, and he can reach the light, or ha'ganuz lefi b'chinato, that is hidden according to his aspect. Everyone have a treasure. Everyone have huge amounts of light, infinity, endless. He's got an opening to Hashem Yitbarach that no one else have. And it's all according to your aspect. If you're going to receive my illuminations, you will not going to be happy with them. You will not. It's not going to help you. In your life, with your wife, with your children, in your life, you don't need my light. You need your own light. You need Hashem to talk to you from inside. You need to investigate. You need to find the source of light inside of your neshama. You need to find your neshama, actually. This is why Rabbeinu all of the time is saying, according to his aspect, according to his level, according to his... Hainu, it means שהצדיקים והתורה, that the righteous people and the Torah, שהיה גנוז וצפון עד עתה ממנו, that until now it was hidden from you, means that you couldn't understand righteous people. You couldn't understand. That righteous man is saying to someone, Batzlacha, and he's all offended. He told you good luck, and you're offended. Why? Because you couldn't reach him. You don't understand. Me, once I was in Baba Elazar's Kabbalat Kahal, and he received from me a letter. I wrote a complete letter. He was holding it backward, hafuch, and he wasn't looking at me for one moment, and he said, Bracha v'atzlacha, blessing and success. This is what that he was answering to most of the people that came to him. And this is it. And I see the letter is upside down, and he's not looking at me, and I have thousands of more questions except of what it's written in that letter. But he said, Bracha v'atzlacha. Today, after that he died, then now you can understand that Baruch Hashem, need to be happy. But to understand Baba Elazar, you cannot understand Baba Elazar. He can understand it without even that you're going to give the note, without you're going to hand the note. One of my friends was in the house of, went to Kabbalat Kahal at Rabbi David Chaim Stern in Bnei Brak. Rabbi David Chaim, he came to him and he told him, Arav, I want to get married. Arav started to laugh. So he asked him, Arav, why are you laughing? He said, you want to jump to the next level before that you fixed what that you done until today. You sure that you want to get married? Those righteous people, they have such pure eyes that they can see. They see that you're not ready to get married yet. You don't have those abilities. You don't have those powers. You're not going to make it. You're going to get married and it's just gonna ruin you. It's not for you. Wait, first of all, you need to fix. You have a lot to fix. And they're giving solutions. So, first of all, like Rabbeinu is saying, a man, in the beginning, he doesn't have the power of understanding, of catching that light of righteous people. And not only righteous people, also the Torah. You learn Torah. Actually, you just read. You just sit and you read. All right, I finished the Likutei Moran. What you finished? You haven't started the Likutei Moran. I read Torah Zayin, I read Torah Chet, I read... You read, exactly. This is what you've done. You read once. You read it, and this is it. Even if you remember the physical letters, you remember the words, you remember the idea. You don't know nothing about the Torah. It's still hidden for you very, very much. So Rabbeinu is saying, when man is conquered his attributes, he's doing tshuva, he brings Hashem back into his life, he's confessing, he's opening his life to Hashem Yitbarach, he's like on contamination. If a man got leprosy, he needs to go to the Kohen and to open it and to show, to reveal it. And then the Kohen, he saw it, v'taher, and purified it. Means if you're shy, if you're not opening it, and a Baishan Lamed, you cannot learn, a shy man cannot learn. Why? Because he's not opening it to the Kohen. And the Kohen, he is the one that is purifying. Means the shame that you're going to have to take out all of your stuff, your belongings from the house, and that everyone going to see that you were talking Lashon Hara. This is that shame. This is what is going to bring you to the Tshuva. The confession in front of a Talmid Chacham that you're going to confess and going to tell. What can I do? I done that. Cannot hide it anymore. And even after 10 years, you still have things that you haven't opened. I'm talking about myself. Things that you suddenly thinking to yourself, hey, I remember that all of that time, but I wasn't confessing on it, and now I need to start, and then you're starting, and again, it's one layer, and then you become to be aware to a second layer, and then to a third layer, fourth layer, after you're completing it all. If you have a real strong will, you're penetrating through few layers. In one tshuva, in one shot, if you have a real, and then all of the rest doesn't count. If someone really, like Rabbi Yochanan that we learned, like Rish Lakish, he done a real tshuva one time, on one issue, he just committed himself to Avodat Hashem, he completed his tshuva even shorter than Rav Shalom. Rav Shalom, it took him 1.5 years. Rish Lakish, it took him one moment of accepting it on himself. This is it was enough. So for us, it takes 10 years, it takes 20 years, it can take 70 years. What do you care? If from the hell that you came from, you're going to go out from this world after 120 clean, you made it. You made it, big time. What do you care? It's going to take you 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 70 years. What do you care? What do you care? You're going to go out clean from this world. Rabbeinu promised, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not going to do that to me, to take one of my people before of his time. Means before that he fixed it all. If you're just gonna do every day your 1 hour, you're gonna do it as much as you can every day. And there are days that you're not capable of doing nothing. I remember myself, I took on myself a few things to pray on them every day, half an hour. It takes me something like 2 hours every day to finish, to complete my Itbodedut daily. And I remember that a few weeks ago, that I had a day that I could not talk with Hashem Itbarach in the Itbodedut at all. I had my issues and I couldn't, but I was shutting my mouth for 2 hours, thinking on the fact that I cannot do Itbodedut like I should today. And that was my Itbodedut. I finished the time. I said, Ribono Shel Olam, now this half an hour dedicated to Shmirat Einayim. And not talking and not saying a word on Shmirat Einayim. I couldn't. I didn't have those power inside of me to talk in that day. But I fulfilled my obligation. So if you're going to take it so seriously that you're doing it no matter what, on the train, on the bus, under fire, you don't care, you have your obligation. It's like to put tefillin. In Auschwitz they were putting tefillin. So you're in Auschwitz, chas shalom, put tefillin. You're not in Auschwitz, none of us even close to Auschwitz. We all live in heaven. And in heaven you need to do 1 hour Itbodedut, that it's the highest heaven of them all. It's just gifts. And who doesn't need a break of 1 hour a day to talk to Hashem? Who can stay sane without that 1 hour air in the middle of the day? Who? Anshe damim u'mirma lo yechitzu yemehem. It's written, people of blood and lies, they're not dividing their days. To be a straight man, you have to divide your day. You have to make a point in the middle to say, I'm doing tshuva on that, I'm praying on the future. And then tomorrow again, to do tshuva on everything from it, what the dut of yesterday. If not, you're anshe damim u'mirma. You're a man that is lying and you're cheating. Because first of all, you're cheating yourself. You're cheating your neshama. You're cheating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you cannot lie to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dover shkarim lo ikon leneged enai. So if you're lying, to imagine to yourself that everything is great, everything is okay, Baruch Hashem, flowing, everything is great, you're lying to Hashem. And you cannot stand in front of Hashem. It means that Hashem went. And you're standing without Hashem Yitbarach in the middle of your life. And Hashem is not there. And one day you wake up, where is Hashem? Where is Hashem? Why Hashem left me? Why Hashem is not helping me? What's going on in my parnasah? What's going on with the children? What's going on with... You're not doing tshuva. You're not bringing Hashem into your life. You want Hashem to come always. You want the Rav. You should go to a Rav. You want a Rav to come and knock on all of our doors. Wake up, it's morning, come, let's pray Shachrit. Rav doesn't have those. It's not his obligations. He doesn't need to do that. You want to pray with a Rav, so you need to wake up in the morning and come and join the minyan. You want to be with Hashem. What do you want? Hashem to come to be with you? You should do your effort. Each and every one of us should do the effort. So in the beginning, it's all blocked. A man cannot see, he cannot understand the righteous people, what they're talking about at all. And he doesn't understand what's written in the Torah, even if he knows all of the Torah and he finished us. One of the friends here told me that he's got a friend that is a Breslover Hasid. For years, learned Likutei Moran, been in Uman so many years. And he's telling me, how can we help him? What can we do for him? It's a guy that tried so many times to learn the Likutei, and he was in Uman, and he haven't even started, so what? What's the question? How can we help him? How he can help himself if not through us? If not through those amazing ideas of Rav Shalom, amazing, simple truth that carved its way to every heart, to every logic, to every mind, to every heart. So what if he finished the Likutei Moran? Like Rav Shalom is laughing and saying, he haven't finished Shas, the Shas finished him. So he learned Likutei Moran and he been to Uman, and he haven't finished it, it finished him. He's arrogant that he's a Breslover, and he's a Breslover, and he's a Breslover, and he's doing 1 hour, and now he's not doing 1 hour, and you can see on his face for sure that he's not doing 1 hour. Most of Hasidei Breslov are not doing 1 hour. It cannot be. It's like that most of Jewish are not putting tefillin. It cannot be. He's not keeping Shabbos. To be Hasid Breslov without Shai Itbodedut, it's like not to keep Shabbos. It's not like Rabbeinu said that in the future to come, like that people today, everyone agreed that you should put tefillin, in the future to come, everyone going to agree that you should do 1 hour Itbodedut. So we compared the Shai Itbodedut to tefillin. And it's even higher, because Rabbeinu said, "Itbodedut hi ma'ala gdola ve'elyona min hakol." It's higher than everything. Than everything. And if it's hard for you to accept, it was hard also in the generation of Moshe to accept Moshe. It's very hard to accept Moshe. It's hard. Rabbeinu was talking about Sha'ait Bodedut from the moment that Borei Olam sent Rabbeinu to say Sha'ait Bodedut. It's the same for you, it should be the same like Tfilin. What's the difference for you between Mitzvah Mideoraita and Mitzvah Miderabanan? There is no difference. There is a difference. In Shabbos, you're going to allow yourself to, you're going to keep only Deoraita and all of the Rabbanan you're going to put aside. You're going to say, no, it's Rabbanan. This is opinion of Tzedukim. This is the Tzeduki that he's saying like that. That the Rabbanan, we don't care about them. So now, in this generation, you have one, the Rabbanan, you have a Rebbe, you have someone that he's got the wisdom of Hashem, he knows what Hashem wants from you, and he's telling you. And in those days, it's even more strong. Because I came today, this morning, to talk to a Rav on issues, on issues, on issues. And he told me one answer again, always one answer on all of my questions. There's always only one answer. And he said, in this generation, there is only will. You can just want and to wait patiently. You can want, and you should believe in the koach haratzon, in the power of the will. How much it's powerful, that it counts in the importance of wanting. Just want. You can want. You can want this and you can want that, and it's already important. He said, I'm saying to a person, you have a kippah on your head? Be happy. Oh, you're also putting tefillin? Amazing. Wow, also Rabbeinu Tam? Amazing. And on, and on, and on. Just wake up to see how much you have. This is what that Hashem wants from us. If Hashem would want something else from us, Harav would say something else to us. Harav, he knows what Hashem wants. This is why we have a Rav. Like this Rabbeinu brought in this Torah. If you saw a man, the Rav, that looks like an angel of Hashem Tzvakot, Torah yivakshu mipiyu, so you should ask from Torah from him. And he's telling you, you should be happy that you want Hashem. So why are you sad? Because you're wiser than him. He's saying to you, you need to do 1 hour itbodedut every day, no matter what you're going to go through in your life. So why are you not doing? Because you're wiser than him. He's telling you that you're not allowed to rebuke your wife, not to say no bad comments. Why are you talking and talking and explaining? Because you think you're a genius, that you're wiser than him? We saw what happened with all of those wise guys. We saw, in our eyes we saw. We saw. They all fly away. They all went, disappeared, went with their wisdoms. Want to find Parnassah? No one become to be rich. None of them. None of them. None of them. None of them came with money. None of them came. None of them. All of the ones that promised, I'm going to donate to the yeshiva, I'm going to work. None of them. They canceled the whole out keva. Even the 148 shekels they're not giving to the yeshiva anymore. Nothing. They went to go to learn Torah in that yeshiva, in that yeshiva. Haven't seen none of them become to be a Talmid Chacham. I'm sorry to tell you, none of them came back. None of them is giving classes. None of them is giving shiurim. They all went. They all went down. They all went down. So here you have tests on faith. All right, so great. When you're going to grab the main thing, you're going to have everything. If you're going to drop the main thing and start chasing after other things, you're going to lose everything. This is what they're saying. It's good to have one bird in your hand, then two on the branch. Oh, no, over there are two birds. Alright, so now you drop that one that you already had, and you jump, and you're falling, and you don't have nothing in the end. We don't understand what keeps us alive. We don't understand what keeps us with that strong will to serve Hashem Yitbarach. The Makom Gorem, the place, cause it. The prayers of righteous people cause it. And if it's hard for you to accept it, you should know that it's only because that we're arrogant. Only because of that, it's hard for you to accept that there is someone that he is influencing all of bounty into your life. It's hard for you to accept because you want to be that one. Rav Shalom said that this is the biggest yetzarah of them all, that instead of canceling ourselves to the righteous man wants to be righteous. He wants to replace Moshe Rabbeinu. Why do you care? There is Moshe Rabbeinu already. What do you want from him? What, he's done something bad for you? And they're blaming him. It's because of you. It's because of the institutes. It's because of the Talmud Torah. It's because of the schedules of the yeshiva. It's because we don't have tutors. It's because we don't have classes. It's because we're not receiving enough money. And with all of the donations that comes to the yeshiva, and why we're not receiving... Why are you not doing tshuva on the fact that you're poor? Rabbeinu said there is only one sin that caused to a man poverty and to have debts to people. Why are you not doing tshuva? Why are you blaming? Your children are not Talmidei Chachamim. Why are you blaming the Rebbe? Why are you not blaming yourself? Most of what that your son is receiving is from you, not from the Rebbe. You can have the biggest Rebbe of them all or the worst Rebbe of them all. He's your son, and it's your responsibility. And if you don't like that school, take him out. And you don't like that yeshiva, take yourself out. You don't like that community, go away. No one is forcing no one to do nothing. And when you're here, so try to open your eyes to see how much things you do have. And if you had them before, tell me about it. Or that you received them here. Patience, the ability to accept insultings, to talk. Like that guy that I told you. He couldn't hear his wife telling him, "You're disgusting me. Yuck." This is what she told him. He wants to divorce, to split the child in half, like the trial of Shlomo HaMelech. She told him that she's disgusted from him. This is it. One time she said, alright, daily. Let's say daily. Let's say that every... You're disgusting her. What do you want from that poor woman? You're disgusting. You are disgusting. What do you want? You're disgusting. The fact is that you're disgusting your wife. What do you want? That you're not going to say it? Then it's going to be rape. It's going to be honest. You're going to force yourself. What do you want? She disgusts from you. What do you want? She insulted you. You're disgusting her. Ribono shel Olam. What do you want from that poor woman? That you're not going to talk? How are you going to come to judgment day after 120? That you were disgusting your wife all of your life? That you had such a lust and desires in how that you're eating, in how that you're talking, in how that you're answering questions, on how that you're talking on the phone. You're so arrogant. Answering and talking and talking and educating everyone and telling everyone that they're not in prison. Your wife and kids, they're not now in prison for life with you. Or if so, so who... You should accept it. You should know what's going to be with you in the world to come. They're not happy with you when your wife is not happy with you. How am I going to know if they're happy with him from heaven? If people loves him. Misha uvlemata, uvlemala. One that he's loved here in this world, he's loved over there in heaven also. And if you're not loved, so there is a complaint in heaven about you. Someone is talking about you. If someone here is talking about you, it's because that over there in heaven someone is talking about you. Every grass that is growing, every leaf that is growing, there is an angel that hits him and telling him, grow. Nothing is happening in this world unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that it's gonna happen. And if someone told you that you're horrible, that you're... I don't know what, don't want to use all of those filthy words. You deserve those words. Like I told you in Hebrew, in Lashon HaKodesh, when you say something, Magia, why I deserve it? You deserve it because it came to you. Because it's Hegia Elecha. It came to you. Mashe Magia, Magia. It came to you because it deserve. You deserve it. And if not, it wouldn't come. Wouldn't come into your life. Why didn't it happen to me? Why something else happened to me? Because I deserve this and you deserve that. And this is it. Fact. Borei Olam is here. You want to argue? You're arguing with yourself. You look so dumb when you're arguing. You're fighting with yourself. You're hitting yourself and you're punishing yourself. One of the people told there was an alon, a paper like that that they gave in Shabbos on someone that he was mamash, a real Oved Hashem. He was serving Hashem. And one time, and he had that clinical death, he died. They called it a Mas'ud, something like that, that guy. He died and he came to heaven, and in heaven they punished him. Beginning of his trial, they punished him on the fact that he was angry in Shabbos. And he said, I couldn't understand it. They were irritating me in Shabbos, his wife and children. And he was angry, and he went to the corner, and he sat in anger, and he wasn't talking to no one, because of something that was connected to Avodat Hashem. They weren't respecting Shabbos like he wanted. Something like that. He was Avodat Hashem. And he was angry, and on that, he said, I was suffering in this world, and I've been punished on that in heaven, in the world to come also. They punished him on that. You were angry in Shabbos, and you're blaming. You're not allowed to be angry. You're not allowed. Kol ha-ko'es, kol minav, like that he's worshipping all kinds of idols. Kilu aved kol sugei avodah zarah. If you're angry, what are you going to do with yourself? What are you going to do? Except of going to the field and confess and ask, I'm sorry. And please, Ribono Shel Olam. And you haven't been answered? You need to pray some more. What do you want? Someone owe you something. You have an agreement. Someone signed something for you. This is going to be easy. You haven't made it easy to no one else also. And you need to build your way. You need to build your house. You need to build your neshama that you ruined. And if you think that you haven't ruined it, that someone else, so you don't have faith. You don't accept that it's all from Hashem, and with justice, and with truth. And this is it. The beginning of tshuva is to know any surim b'lo avon. There is no suffering without a sin. Everything that is coming to me, it's because that I deserve it. And now I need to do tshuva. And tshuva out of love. Thank you Hashem for fixing me. Thank you Hashem for rebuking me. Thank you Hashem for helping me to develop awareness to my lackings. Without you, Ribono Shel Olam, means without that wife, without those children, without the financial situation, without the rabbis, without the friends, without the rebukes, without my stomach aches, without my, I don't know what, shoes that are too small. I wouldn't wake up to recognize you. I wouldn't recognize my lackings. I would go with my arrogant to tell myself stories that I'm an angel on earth, that I'm the best of them all, that I'm perfect, that everything and me and me and me, and I wouldn't be aware to your being at all. I would think that I'm divine, that I'm an idol, like Amana Rasha, like all of those arrogant people that they think that they are reality. We have a huge merit to spend our lives in tshuva and good actions, good deeds. Thank you very much, Chazak Baruch.